Just a note before we go through the reading. The Greek word thura means door. But since door doesn't make a whole lot of sense when talking about sheep, who don't necessarily go through doors, the translation for thura is typically gate. But they can be used completely interchangeably, and I will do that tonight. So the reading is from John 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." In England for 2 years. And for each of the summers, my mom and my sister and I would go over there. And during our time there, one of my absolute favorite memories was to go to a city called Durham and to visit the Durham Cathedral, which was 900 years old. And for whatever reason, as a very young girl, I was absolutely mesmerized by the doors. As you can tell. And as you can see in this picture, the door on the right is enormous. And that little dark spot is actually the door that you enter. That's a normal size door. I Googled to try to find out exactly how tall the doors are, but apparently nobody else was mesmerized by that point other than me. So I couldn't find how tall. But anyway, they are absolutely enormous. And the knocker, which is blown up on the left-hand side, is absolutely as impressive as the doors themselves. Under medieval common law in England, that sanctuary knocker gave asylum to anyone who touched it. And originally, right above the door in Durham Cathedral, there were two small chambers. And inside each of those chambers, the monks would sit, and they would watch as people came to the door for asylum, and then they would let in those who were seeking sanctuary. And when the asylum seekers arrived, they would ring a bell inside the cathedral, open the doors, and let them in. Then they would give them black robes with St. Cuthbert's cross on the left shoulder. And that would show as they went around the sanctuary that they had been granted entrance both by God as well as St. Cuthbert, whose remains are buried in the cathedral itself. And those who sought asylum in the sanctuary were granted 37 days of reprieve. And during those 37 days, they either needed to reconcile with their enemies or to plan their escape, which was often to outside the country. The monks were the ones who controlled access to the doors of the cathedrals. They opened the doors to provide security and safety, protection and peace, at least for 37 days. In our text today, it is the gatekeeper who provides access for the sheep as they come into the sheepfold at night, where they were protected and secure. The doors to the cathedral also kept people out, and the gate of the sheepfold kept out the thieves and the bandits and the wolves. So is this what Jesus means when he says, I am the door? Yes, but there's always more. And this is one of those both and Lutheran moments that we may love, where Jesus promises us both the protection and the security of a door to keep us safe, but also abundant life and eternal life when that door is opened. As with the sheep, abundant life is feeling secure with Jesus. It's following Jesus through the ups and the downs and the battles and the joys of our lives. It's knowing that Jesus will lead us to the green pastures and the still waters, knowing that he will gift us with the strength and the forgiveness and the peace when we need it. If you think about the life of an asylum seeker when sheltering inside of a cathedral, you might think of this image, which I actually pulled down from an NPR site. Life in asylum is contained. It is limited. As you can see, there is little room for growth, and life is lived in fear of what is outside. Life is not abundant. When the sheep are penned up for the night, there's limited food and water. There's no place to run and play freely. Life is not abundant for them. Life is not abundant for us either, unless we go out the door. And so Jesus swings the door the other way. The sheep must go back out through the gate to receive abundant life as Jesus leads them to the clear streams and the green pastures and the rolling hills. Jesus says the gate is life-giving for them. Having spent 37 days sorting through their issues in the cathedral, the asylum seekers, too, can only find abundant life outside of the cathedral. And the monks will show them the way out the door. And we find life in Jesus when we accept the abundant life offered to us and then go out the door and share that abundant life with others. A pastor of ours used to ask whether the sanctuary should be filled with mirrors or with doors. Mirrors to gaze in upon ourselves, or doors which open and send us out into the world. Some days we absolutely need to hunker down in our own sanctuary. It's comfortable. We are protected. We are safe. And like the sheep, we absolutely need a place to come in and recharge from the storms of life, to nourish and strengthen ourselves with the word and the meal. It's interesting, though, that the same word used here for door is later used in the Gospel of John when the disciples hide behind the door out of fear. Is it possible to use the church building to hide or even escape from the world? If our doors, though, become solid and big, foreboding doors like those on Durham Cathedral, it can become easy to lock ourselves into the building, both literally and figuratively. And it becomes harder and harder to open the door for others to come in, and it becomes harder for us to go out. And I actually really like how faith's doors right out there are made of glass. And perhaps there's a message in there someplace for all of us. For those that attend the 10:30 service on Sunday mornings, you know that we kind of have a new practice, which is where the children gather at the front of the sanctuary at the end of the service, and then they head down the aisle, they shake their little shakers, they go out the door, and they sing, "Send Me Jesus." It's very cute. I completely agree. But that's not actually the reason that we do it. Jesus leads the sheep from the sheepfold, out the gate, and into the green pastures. And the children lead us out of this building and into the world. Freed from the power of sin and death, freed to live our lives abundantly, and free to share that abundance with others. Free to lead others to the green pastures and the still clear waters of Jesus. Free to share our beans and our canned fruits, our quilts and our warm meals, our kind words and our witness, our listening hearts and our kindness. God has gifted each one of us with abundant life. And then God uses us and Faith Lutheran to give that abundant life to others. As Jesus said, I am the door. I have come that they may have life.